Niels Andreasen, the managing director for the Institute of the North, organized this year's Arctic Policy Tour in Iceland, specifically to look at how Iceland uses and develops sources of renewable energy. He and 30 delegates, including state legislators, engineers, university postgraduate research students, and Alaskan Native leaders, visited the country to better inform public policy in Alaska. They visited the Karen-Newkirk Dam, a dam with an installed capacity similar to the proposed Wautana Dam.
Yep, so we looked at Karen-Newkirk, which is on the east side of Iceland, and we're able to visit the power plant, which is built into a mountain. That project, similar in size to the proposed Wautana, but serving a very different purpose. Iceland has been very interested in energy-intensive industries, and so the development of Karen-Newkirk was attached directly to an aluminum smelter that was developed at the same time. So the project depended on the Karen-Newkirk Dam was project-specific and built to supply power to an energy-intensive industry. And so the majority of the power goes directly to that. Some of that goes back onto the grid or goes to the grid, but the bulk is for the project. And that's what paid for the project, too.
Just as Alaska looks to Iceland as a model in the utilization of renewable resources, leadership in Iceland is now looking towards Alaska for institutional knowledge in our major industries.
I think they were very interested in oil and gas development. They are going to start exploring offshore for oil and gas and wanted Alaska's expertise in that. Iceland has a close relationship with Greenland, which they characterized as one big mine. And I think Alaska has a lot to offer in terms of negotiating and working with outside mining companies. So they're interested in those lessons. Of course, we've got fisheries and fishery management in common and have traded best practices back and forth over the years. And there was talk actually of a follow-up trip focused specifically on fisheries because that's evolving in Iceland. I think Arctic policy is a big one. The state right now is developing its own Arctic policy through a recently legislated commission. And there are circumpolar examples to draw on. But Iceland really views Alaska as a partner in development. So I think they're looking for building and growing that relationship, whether it's through energy lessons or through Arctic shipping and transshipment points between Iceland and Alaska. Every sense that we got from all the conversations was that this was a long-term relationship that they wanted to support.
Seemingly worlds apart, Alaska and Iceland are now just a 7-hour flight away. For KTNA, this is Melis Cody.